In our second news slot, we hear that the local Big C charity has enjoyed a bumper year, while last Friday saw the Save the Children charity hold its National Christmas Jumper Day. And again, on a local note, there's a local cookbook on sale for charity. Generous shoppers across the region have helped a cancer charity shop up their biggest year to date. The Norfolk-based Big C has seen a rise of about 3.5% on previous years across its 10 stores in Norfolk and Waveney, an achievement which comes in the final months of its 35th birthday year. In particular, the store on Timber Hill in Norwich enjoyed its best ever trading week in its 21-year history during the start of December, which the charity believes may in part be due to a new pedestrian crossing in the area. Ashley Bunn, head of retail, said the year-end figures were particularly pleasing after a difficult first half. "A slow start made us think this would be a difficult year, but it has really picked up," he said. "The tweaks we made through all the stores have started to pay off." Big C has also recruited 80 new volunteers to support its retail outlets.
Christmas Jumper Day inspired people of all ages to turn up to work and school in their most festive woolies yesterday in support of Save the Children charity. From stocking sweaters to Santa suits and even full elf costumes, the festive mood swept the nation on a day which continues to grow into one of the largest events on the Christmas calendar. Launched in 2012, Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day helped raise vital funds to aid the world's most vulnerable children by encouraging people to make the world better with a sweater and donate money to the charity while wearing the most extravagant of Christmas jumpers to work. Hundreds of thousands of pounds are set to be collected for Save the Children, who use the money to provide support to children across the world.
One Norwich church is going the extra mile in its efforts to provide support for the less fortunate this Christmas, as St Thomas's partners with the charity Sweet Child to embark on a heartwarming quest to help raise funds for orphans in Sierra Leone. The people of St Thomas's Parish have channeled their creative and culinary skills to produce a cookbook of 60 sweet recipes titled Sweet Treats for Street Child. The book will be sold for amounts ranging from £12 to £250, with all proceeds going to the British charity Street Child's urgent Ebola orphan appeal. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Janes, contributed a recipe for this captivating cookbook.
Norwich pupils have been treated to a fantastically festive journey, thanks to an East Midlands Trains Christmas service. 50 children from Harford Manor School were given gifts and Christmas food and drink as they sped from Norwich to Ely. Although Santa trains have been running to cities such as Nottingham, Norwich train driver Anthony Stevens wanted to bring the cheer back home. Lindsay Wright is a parent of a pupil at the school, which specialises in teaching children with learning difficulties and autism. She said, "We are all so grateful to the staff of East Midlands Trains for arranging this fantastic start to the Christmas festivities. We would like to say thank you, first for thinking of us, and secondly, for all the hard work and thought that went into organising such an event. We had all a great time."
Paralympic swimmer Jessica Jane Applegate has been given a boost by the support of a local business. Miss Applegate of Burr Castle near Great Yarmouth has found her sporting career in jeopardy after the funding for her training was slashed. Now, News Enterprise Agency has pledged to support the 20-year-old as she looks to raise the necessary funds to keep her career alive. Miss Applegate recently launched a crowdfunding campaign after learning her funding was going to drop from £21,000 to £11,000, as well as losing the grant of £5,000. News has now promised to step in and provide the Applegate family with marketing and awareness in hopes of boosting her campaign. Her mother, Dawn, said, "We are so grateful to News for assisting us. It is going to take a huge amount of pressure away from us." This year, Miss Applegate came home from the Paralympics in Rio with 3 medals, having previously brought gold back to Norfolk from the London Games in 2012. She also acts as an ambassador for Norfolk Community Sports Foundation and MenCap and holds coaching sessions with fellow swimmers across the county.
And now for our first feature. Chris Lakey of the Evening News looks back on the time the newspaper helped Norwich City survive a perilous financial situation. It is read by Alan Shirley.